This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. More troubles now for Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, the record-breaking $65 million musical in previews on Broadway. As Jeff London reports, one of the show's actors was injured last night during a performance.
Last night's accident is the latest in a growing casualty list that began as early as rehearsals. Broken bones, a lead actress with a concussion, and yesterday evening, in full view of the audience, stunt double Christopher Tierney plunged 20 to 30 feet into a trap door when a cable attached to his harness broke. Audience members reported hearing screaming and sobbing. A stage manager announced a delay, and the show was canceled as ambulances arrived. Tierney was taken to Bellevue Hospital Center last night, where a spokesman reported his condition is serious. Actors Equity, the union of actors and stage managers, has been so concerned about safety issues in this show, which uses cutting-edge technology for its flying effects, that observers have been at most performances. According to the union's spokesperson, Maria Soma,
Actors Equity Association is working with the management of the production, as well as with the Department of Labor, to ensure that performances will not resume until backup safety measures are in place.
It's another setback for Spider-Man, the costliest musical ever to be staged on Broadway. Written and directed by The Lion King's Julie Taymor, with a score by U2's Bono in The Edge, the show has suffered multiple delays. Production was halted last season when the show ran out of money, and recently the opening was pushed back from January to February to allow the creative team more time to work on a new ending. There is no performance scheduled for tonight, and tomorrow's matinee has been canceled. Performances will resume tomorrow evening. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.